Hello, my friends. Hello, hello. As my standing desk lowers down to where I'm sitting. Yes, yes. It's a beautiful thing, my friends. Get you one. Get you one of those. Get you one of those. It'll make your life better. Make your life better so you can stand up and you can sit back down and you can do your thing and you can jump all around. My friends, my name is Dave Sharp. I'm the CEO here at Legendary Marketer. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. If this is your first show, welcome. Get ready to go on the ride of your life. Make sure your seatbelt is on and all hands and feet are inside of the vehicle at all times. My friends, we have a wonderful, wonderful duo. Again, it's going to be a trio today. I had two sisters on yesterday, and today it's going to be a wonderful couple, Maria and Sebastian. What is up?
How are you?
Welcome to the show, my friends. How are you today, and where are you calling in from?
We are in Mexico, but we are from Colombia.
Wow. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Well, what in the heck led you to Legendary Marketer? What are you looking to get out of all of this? And what led you in this direction in the first place?
Well, I had my 9-to-5. I worked for a Canadian company, but my salary, like my monthly income, wasn't enough at that time. So I had to have to start looking for more jobs. And I got three more jobs as a freelancer, but it wasn't so exhausted for me because I was making 2K per month, but I was working 9-to-9. So yeah. I was really exhausted. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Sebastian, from your perspective, what led you here?
Actually, she introduced me to Legendary.
Okay.
She saw Becca dunking on TikTok.
On TikTok.
Since October, and she stumbled around for 2 months, and finally on December she took the step. She didn't want to tell me.
Yeah.
Because another course
Yeah, because I'm a courseaholic. I always I'm buying a lot of courses because I want to improving my skills and get a little bit of knowledge. So I bought the 15-day challenge because I think that it was it will help us and help him because he was already working with affiliate marketing. So I thought that it will be a great opportunity for him to improve his skills. So yeah. I decided to jump in on December, right?
Well, lucky you, Sebastian. Look at you, your girlfriend here. The lady of your beloved here has, thought of what was best for you. And how do you like that type of support from her? Are you guys all in this together? What is it like to look to work together on something as a couple?
It's pretty easy, actually. We complement each other. Yeah. I'm more analytical and logical. She's more creative and spontaneous, so it's very easy. We divide some tasks. I'm more into the email marketing and the funnels and A/B testing and Facebook group, and she all the videos, the Instagram
media.
Stories, the DMs, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So we complement very good, and it's very easy to work together.
Well, I say the same thing about my wife. She's very easy to work with, because I'm in love with her. So sometimes that can be a good thing, and sometimes that can be a difficult thing.
Yes.
I'm glad it's working out for you too. And if you do have the support of your husband or wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend or your life partner, or if you don't.
That's very important.
You can do it. But I'm just saying there's some people who don't have that support, who don't have that same buy-in from their spouses or friends or family. And either way, you can do it. This is just a wonderful example of two young people working together. You guys are going to accomplish a lot since you're both on the same page. I can promise you that. I can promise you that because I'm not going to say that people can't self-implode. Right. I've seen couples self implode. But you know what you guys got going for you is opposite strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
and really being grateful for those. Many years into my early career, I wanted my wife to be the same as I was, have the same outlook as I did, you know, like the same things. I didn't understand yet. I was actually your age, but you're much smarter than I am. Much further along. I think I did damage to my brain or something, but it took me many years to really be grateful for her, her strengths, which were very different than mine, and really appreciate those and really see those as just as valuable, you know, just as valuable. There's many components inside of a business that make it work. And there's many components inside of a family in a home that make them work.
Yeah. Right?
And so what does it feel like? Let me ask you, Maria, you're the one who got into this and then invited Sebastian in to join you. What does it feel like to now be on this journey and succeeding?
Well, I think that it's incredible because we start seeing results like a week before we start we started posting videos on social media. So I think that it was like our motivation because we this thing about affiliate marketing was really new for me, but he has like more experience of that. So it was like unbelievable to start like receiving commissions since we get started. So yeah.
And Sebastian, what is it like to be doing something that I guess you already had some experience with and that you were doing some of, had some knowledge of, but to be letting Maria be having more of the spotlight and then you working more behind the scenes, is that a place where you're comfortable at? And how is that? How do you feel about that? And then overall about you guys' success?
Well, like she's always... like a good energy. A lot of people have tell her that you have a beautiful energy. We connect. She's like more an extrovert, so it's very easy for her to like do the videos and that kind of stuff. And I feel like women are like more easy to connect with, so that's why we chose and we decided that she was going to be the face. I had experience with blogging and promoting Amazon products, but commissions were very, very, very low. So seeing results with that will take a lot of time. So that's when she introduced me to the challenge. I took the challenge first. So all the BPA meetings and all of that.
Yeah,
I did it first. So I saw it was like a different approach with the high ticket products, and I really liked it. I saw that it was a great opportunity to have good results from the beginning with very few followers. So I like talked to her and said, this is going to be it. We have to go all in.
Yeah.
Gotcha. This is really a great team effort, man. This is interesting how you all are working together like this. It really shows what couples and people, how people I think are already working together, but how they're going to work together more in the future, yeah. You know, with being able to be much more virtual. Mm-hmm. You know, you all are young. You're 24 and 26, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people are going to be, you know, following in your footsteps in their 20s. What do you think about college? What do you think about like what so many of maybe your friends are doing right now? What do you just think about all of that? And did either one of you go to college?
Yes, actually we followed that like the traditional path. Like we go to college and get good grades and then look for a job. And our friends like do the same. But since we started on Legendary Marketer, we start saying them saying that this is a new like opportunity for you to improve or to increase your income like monthly. But it's difficult because they has like a different perception of how life works. So it's been like a little bit difficult to change their mindset. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's great. And we already did it, but it's difficult to try to communicate them that you can do that too. And you can like achieve your goals easily and without working in a 9-to-5 and just like working 2 or 3 hours a day. So yeah, but it's not easy to change like their mindsets.
I think this is why they say the road in Sebastian, I wonder what your thoughts are on this as well. This must be why they say the road to riches or the road to success can oftentimes be a lonely one.
Yes. Right?
What comes up for you around this, Sebastian?
Like my father has always been against college and that traditional way to earn money. He created a travel agency in Colombia. So I'm lucky to say I don't need a 9-to-5. So since I was in college, we created like an e-commerce. It didn't work. I jumped to Amazon FBA almost 1 year, but it didn't work at all. So that's when I started with affiliate marketing, with blogging, and then when Legendary. But even with our success story, it's difficult to convince like our friends. We have talked to all of them like multiple times, and they don't jump in. I don't know. It's like their mindset to like escalate that business traditional path. I don't know.
It's interesting because you don't even make that much money off of a friend, but you're sitting there trying to, you know, it's only one customer. I mean, you really, with the strategies and the marketing that we teach here, we don't teach you to go after your friends and family. And of course you can apply these principles to any niche as well. So everybody's not going to be in the market for every product that you may sell or promote, but I just, you know, it's interesting. And I think you two are going to experience this the more you kind of stick with this and the more success you have, you keep your work life a secret almost. You know, if you want to have friends that are in the real world that are doing just other things, you know what I've learned? You just, number one, you can't try to get them. You can't try to change their mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the number one thing. And I think we've all experienced this in one way, shape, or form. We've experienced this with, whether it be a business, we've experienced it with religion or spirituality of some sort. You find God and then you want to help everybody else find God. I did it when I got clean. Okay. I got clean from drugs and alcohol. Many of you know my story back in 2008, but I wanted to turn around and save everybody. You know what I mean? I mean, I wanted to go back to the yeah. And you know what? You know how many people I saved? Zero. Because they didn't want it. They didn't want it.
Yes.
You know, I learned that my customers are the people that want me, not that I want, but that want me. That's what I learned that the hard way. I've learned that the hard way over the last 12 years is that my customers are the people that want me, and they're most likely strangers. They're most likely strangers. The less they knew about me going into it, the better, because they're not using the very, very common characteristic of all human beings, which is prejudgment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prejudgment. It's very difficult also. This is another thing that I'm sure brain scientists can talk more about, but I feel like parents and friends and family members have a hard time getting that little person image out of they have a hard time seeing us as adults sometimes. And so it's difficult for them to listen to us. Right. Yes. And that's why so many people are successful, but then their parents are, as you're doing here, none of their friends or family will listen to them.
Yeah.
Right. So what you guys are describing here is totally normal. And I said a little bit more about that because I want any of you who are listening to remember that you're not gonna save anybody. You're not gonna, you know, it's one of the toughest parts of life.
Yes.
Is to believe so deeply in something, but then not be able to get others to see what you see. and you can replace that with a million different things. But if we look at it objectively and not just like, oh, I'm like, and the reason why I'm saying this is because we got nearly 400 people on and many more will listen to this. And it's like, just because somebody won't listen to you, support you, doesn't believe in it, calls it this or that, doesn't mean, has zero to do with whether you will be successful or not. Absolutely yeah. zero.
Yes.
That's has right. absolutely nothing. The only thing that could affect you is what you do after that. And yeah. so the reason why I don't ask anymore, why I don't even bring it up, because I don't want to hear that. You know, yeah. I have to protect my ears and my eyes. These are the most valuable places that information, that things come into my world, to my brain. And, you know, a lot of times I found that I was actually bringing a lot of that stress onto myself.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to, you know, I'm passionate about it. I want to help. And so here's what I did instead. You want to know what I did instead?
Yeah, sure.
I went out and I made a lot of money on my own. My wife and I continued to upgrade our life. And people were like, damn, you know, I noticed. What are you up to? What are you doing? Then they want to get curious. The other thing that I did was I wanted to help people, like, say, for example, my dad. So yeah. I just went and got a bunch of money, made a bunch of money, became successful, and at a certain point was able to start giving back to those that I love. Do you have a similar desire? You're probably not going to be able to change them, but what is an ultimate goal for you? What would be something that would be really cool for you to achieve? Not just a number in your bank account, but going somewhere, giving something to somebody. Do you have something deep inside your heart that would be like, if I could do that, man, this would be a major, that's something that I really want to do, give back or go somewhere. What comes up for you when I ask that question?
Well, I think that this journey is like incredible for us because we are like helping other people, and we have like the chance to hear their stories, and they have like so difficult situations, like our followers, like when we start like talking to them, they start sharing their stories, and it's incredible because they are much a lot of them are not like having a good situation right now. And yeah. we feel like we have that power to help them, you know? So it's great that, yeah, of course, we are making money with this, but we are also helping them and showing them this incredible like world, like the digital marketing world is incredible and has a lot of opportunities to change their lives. And knowing that we can do that change for them, it's completely awesome.
It's crazy that that strangers will listen and buy yeah. and pay attention, but friends and family and people that you know.
Yeah, well. And that's why we like when we started, we create a new account, like because we thought that what's the best way to get started, right? Like, do I have to use my personal Instagram or TikTok? Or if it's better if we create a new account with another name, with another like goal. So we did that because we knew it that our friends and family won't understand this new thing that it's happening, you know?
So this is a big deal. This is a big thing to protect yourself from the judgment and criticism of people who are closest to you. And why are they going to do this? I don't know. And I really don't care. After 12 years of being an entrepreneur or 13, whatever, I don't give a damn why friends and family are critical, jealous, don't get it, aren't supportive. I don't care. I just, in order for me to be the boss, I got to pay the cost, right? And the cost is that I got to rise above all that stuff and not worry about it. Almost treat these people like they're like my kid, like, I don't know, just okay, nice, thank you for your idea, now it's still bedtime type of thing, like okay, it's still what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So I need to rise above that, and I need to I need to be careful about oversharing with yes. people. But I love that you created new accounts, because that's a very common question that we get. you know, should I create a new account and should I go and market, you know, from scratch? And so, Sebastian, what was that like for you to start new accounts and be applying these skills from scratch? That means that all the results that you all have are from absolute scratch. What was that like being new at something, Sebastian? What is that like to be new at something, especially us men? We have egos. We don't like to not know what we're doing. What was that like for you, my brother, to humble yourself and be new at something and not get results at first, be a failure at first, but have to be, but have to fail forward? What was that like for you?
Like, I have failed a lot of times. I have worked with social media, with the e-commerce I had back in Colombia. I used to manage the social media, but I knew social media had the power to like generate sales, but I never saw any return on any social media I worked with. So I was like a little bit skeptical. I didn't know how to make social media work for you. So we started like with TikTok was our first like social media platform, and it boomed completely.
Completely.
We had a couple of viral videos. On Instagram, we are having like a different approach because like we are not in US, so reaching that audience, it's difficult for us. So we pay like $2 a day for ads. And we reach the people we want to see our content. Yeah. So it's like different approach for every social media platform. But I don't know, like we all we only focus on your videos and teachings and all the success.
Blueprints.
Yeah, the blueprints, like the Andrea, all of
Becca,
all of them, and just follow Lila. The path and
yeah.
Have seen
you're not getting distracted. You're not getting distracted. You guys are super focused right now.
Yeah.
And you're utilizing the damn training that you bought, which is smart. You know, you'd be amazed by how many people buy a course, 15-day challenge, even only for a few, you know, $7 or a couple of bucks, and they don't even start it. It's amazing. There's a lot of gold in each one of these videos and each one of these lessons inside of this platform, inside of the blueprints, even inside of the challenge. Once you just take the time to go through it and it's sort of like put down Netflix. You know, why do you think that it's so hard for us to just where did our discipline go? You know, it's hard. And I guess I wasn't really taught too much how to have discipline when I got started in this. But if you just mentioned we're super focused, we don't go outside, you know, chasing the gurus here and taking new courses there and doing all this and that. We're focused on the training that we bought, learning everything inside of it. Why do you think it's so difficult for people to focus and find discipline to be able to follow through with something that they bought, to learn it, to put it into practice? And how are you avoiding all the shiny objects? I mean, we know that the internet is one big shiny object. What are some of the things that you're doing in order to stay focused? Are you not subscribing to a bunch of emails? Do you have a very, what does your daily method of operation look like? Does that also help with your focus? Can you talk a little bit about how you've been able to stay focused and disciplined around not chasing, you know, multiple different things? And who knows, maybe it's because you've done a few things in the past and this is working much better, but talk to us how you all are finding your focus.
Like, it's very easy because we are two people in the business. So if I was alone, like our mind or my mind, what it's going to be like thinking about other opportunities. But we talk a lot to avoid that, like just stay consistent with what has already shown to have very good results for us. So like be consistent with that. Don't get distracted. If she gets distracted, I get her back. If I get distracted, she gets me back. So it's like a work together. So it has been very, very easy to keep going and be consistent, to post a day, Instagram stories, email marketing. Like
it's enough to keep you busy if you're doing the actual work, right?
Yes. And you know, when you start like looking results, it motivates you to keep going and be more consistent than ever, you know? So
I had to shake it up. Oh, I mean, gee whiz, you nailed it right there, girl. I mean, you nailed it right there.
Yeah.
Once you start actually focusing and doing the damn thing and the results come in, it is very, very easy to start focusing.
Yes.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we should end the show right there. Thanks. You just dropped it. You just backed the truck up and just dropped all the gold bars right in our driveway. Now I have like Scrooge McDuck. I'm trying to come up out of them and just get some air here. You're right. You're right. I mean, it you know, and I'll tell you what, the other thing that I found was all of my negative friends and family disappeared instantly out of my head once I had followers and an audience who were actually paying attention to what I was saying and getting value. I woke up every day to serve them, to be there for them. And they also became my accountability. They became my accountability partners because I wanted to show up for my audience. I needed to come and unlock the door of my business every day. That's what that's like. When you show up every day and you create content or you send an email, all the things that you both are doing every single day, you just listed them off, right? Posting two videos. You just, what, Sebastian, say it again, brother.
We post two videos every day. Instagram stories.
All day.
Every day. Emails every day. And that's it. And replying to DMs.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you do those things every day and you guys are going to, all of you are going to forget about trying to talk to your friends, family, forget about trying to convince somebody else, forget about all the people who are negative and critical. You'll forget about them. I'm seriously. Yeah. Seriously. And then actual results will start to come in because you're now taking action and you're doing something. Something will happen. It's the law of like, who is that? Somebody really smart way back in the day. It's like the law of like, if you do something, there's a reaction, right? Basic stuff, right? So if you take action, there's going to be a reaction. For every action, there's a reaction, right? And so it might not be exactly what you want, but if you keep doing it, the reaction from the marketplace will become more positive. You'll get leads. And I mentioned this yesterday on the Wake Up Legendary show. I said, in the guest yesterday, the two sisters actually brought this up. It wasn't sales and money that first got me motivated and excited. It was that I was just collecting leads.
Yes.
I was just started to generate leads. And that's what I would do. I was working in the online marketing niche back then, the make money online niche, a subdivision of the wealth niche, kind of the same niche that I'm in now. I love this niche. And what I would do is I would tell people, hey, I just generated three fresh leads today. You know, I was marketing towards network marketers and people who worked from home. So how did you market your results, or how did you market yourself and create content when you were brand new? And how do you still market even though you haven't made $1 million? This is one of the big things that always stops people from getting started is they say, well, no matter what niche I'm going into, maybe I might have knowledge about that niche, but I'm new at this, or I don't have a lot of experience in that niche and I'm new at this. What did you guys do? Did you tell other people's stories? Did you show other people's social proof? Did you talk? How did you initially start creating content and speak with confidence and give yourself permission to get going, even though you weren't super successful yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Like this wealth niche was very new for us. I was in like the fitness niche with my e-commerce and affiliate marketing with Amazon. So this wealth niche was very new. So at first, like, we got all the information from the 15-day challenge, the blueprints, and even with only the information from the 15-day challenge, I knew I had a lot of information that a lot of people don't. So Like, we just
with a gold nugget here. Listen up.
We just started posting about that, like sharing valuable content so people will see we know our stuff and trust us.
Yeah, and we thought that it will be like easier for us because we are part of that niche too. Like, we are part of the wealth niche because we were looking for make money online and increase our income. So it will be like easily for us to talk about our needs, our personal needs, and like it will be like easier for us to connect with our audience, you know. So that's why we pick that niche.
Sebastian, you said a mouthful there, man. I mean, you know, I'm serious. It's like, if you actually, we're not here to show, marketing is not about showing off and saying, look at me, look at me, look at me, anyways. It's never about that. So if that's what you think, or that's maybe what you've seen in, say, network marketing or some other biz op thing that you've done in the past, that's not what this is. That's like work from home kind of side gigs that aren't. We're teaching you skills that, I mean, you can promote any product with these skills. You can be an affiliate for any product in any niche with these skills. And the bottom line is that in most niches out there in the world, in most products that you're going to be promoting as affiliate, you have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's not about you and you. It's about exactly what you said, Sebastian. You go through the 15-day challenge, and if you happen to also have the blueprints and you go through some of that, my friends, you will know more than 99.999999999999999% of people out there in the world.
Yeah.
And if you're just sharing humble, helpful information, you don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to present it as this is going to absolutely change your life and cure cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You, that's not how things are presented. That's not how things are marketed. That's why you need this education, because you don't know what to do. Yes. You know, that would be a sign if that's what you're feeling, and that to either invest in yourself so you can upgrade your value and have different skills, or if you own the challenge and the blueprints, go back through it, study the material, raise your value. That's what we mean by invest in self, and then you know more stuff, you're more valuable. It's kind of like a doctor. If one walks into the office and says, really don't know where to start with you, you know, just haven't been doing this that long, you know, so you know, not really. And then the other one walks in and says, hey, let me, you know, let's, you know, let's look at what's going on here. Let me investigate. Let me take your, right? Yeah. This is what, I mean, the doctor doesn't come in and say, well, I'd like to start out. And no, they just show you that they know what they're doing by just being knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not by saying I'm the best, I've made so much money, blah, blah, blah. So it's just be, and how do you be knowledgeable? Well, that doctor became knowledgeable because, unfortunately for them, bless their souls, but we do need medical workers, and that is a part of our workforce that I don't mind being highly educated.
Hmm. Yes.
Right, because I don't know about you, but I mean, I like my doctors to have a little bit of education and training.
Sure.
But, you know, again, it's a nice analogy, because the doctor doesn't walk into the room and say, well, I'd like to let you know here first and foremost about how rich I am, how many Ferraris I have, in my also a very large mansion. I've done surgery on over 5,000 people. I mean, you might want to know their experience, but when you get into too much of, nobody's bragging, nobody's being braggadocious. Be valuable, be knowledgeable. And when you describe and explain that in a valuable way, and you're humble about it and relatable, even a doctor, they don't come in and talk down to you. They try to be relatable. They try to talk in plain speak. Mm-hmm. The same thing here. If you're introducing new concepts to people on the internet, on TikTok, wherever, make it simple, make it easy for them to understand, short, concise. I think we try to, Sebastian, what do you think about this? I think we try to do too much with our content. We think we need to know more than we do and be more prepared than we really need to be, when really the best type of content is really the simplest, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
We have recorded like talking videos, long videos, and
with a lot of value, but
very few views. And then a very short video, not even speaking, like a short text, and boom.
Boom.
It's incredible.
That's the best one.
Yeah. It's. Maria, how surprised are you about human nature now that you're seeing that, you know, you're as a marketer, you really can see how people behave, can't you? Mm-hmm. Our attention spans are shorter than ever. You know, I mean, we're grouchy and angry and toxic. You know what I mean? I mean, people are just, you know, and then your buyers, the people who are watching and buying, are not even commenting. They're just watching how you're handling toxic people and all the negative commenters. And so how do you handle toxic people? How do you handle negative comments, particularly you, Maria?
Yes, well, when we get started, it was difficult for me because it's so negative and it's like negative energy that you are receiving, right? So it feels not good, but with time, I just ignore those comments because I remember one of them that one, like, I think that it's a man that was like, you're talking like Sofia Vergara. And I was
like, of course it was a man.
And I was like, okay, I'm trying my best. Thank you. But I just ignore
those
comments.
So rude. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, girls can be pretty mean too.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, you just like ignore that bad energy because it won't like help you to reach like anything, you know? So I just ignore them. Yeah.
We focus on the people that are interested in our content, and a lot of people are. So it was easy to just ignore the negative vibes.
Okay, yes. So Sebastian, especially, and this is your girlfriend, this is your beloved person that is out here that, you know, is in these videos and that people may say something mean about. I'm not so interested in how you deal with that emotionally because, look, who's that? We're always going to get me. I've been with my wife for 15 years, and if somebody says something, I'm still, what'd you say, man? You know, I mean, that's a natural reaction. What are you doing behind the scenes about it, though? Like when you get a DM or you get a comment with somebody who they're being negative, they're being skeptical, maybe they might be a buyer, right? You never want to just lash out at somebody. Or how do you know when it's just appropriate to just block somebody and move on? And when do you take the time to respond? In either one of you, I just wanted to jump over and get your perspective first, Sebastian.
Like, it's easy to know if somebody is interested but skeptical because they ask difficult questions, but they are not attacking you.
Right.
But we have a lot of, like, attacking comments. So when they do that, like, I block them, so no more. But if they just like are skeptical and are asking like difficult questions, we just reply with to be honest and transparent about it. I think that's the key to be successful with this.
Yes.
Like believe in the product you promote, and just be honest about it. It's very easy, actually.
It really is. It really is. I mean, you don't have to make anything up. You don't have to lie. You don't have to be anything other than yourself. A lot of people are asking about your multiple different accounts and so forth. Now we've got Maria Side Hustle. And so those of you who are on, you know, watching and saying, what are her accounts? Well, that's the main one that we're recommending that you go check out. Okay. It's right on the screen, my dear friends. I think they may be finding some other profiles as well out there though, too. Can you talk to us about what is your real estate portfolio of different accounts out there that you have going, and why do you have multiple accounts?
Yes, well, we have also TikTok, but we are like just start with that account because we had another one, but TikTok banned that account. So we are like starting from scratch with this new account, and we also post videos in YouTube Shorts and also in Facebook Reels. So we have at this moment we have like four platforms that we are posting.
And on TikTok, we have like everybody fake accounts that copy our videos, upload them, but I don't know. I don't care about that because that's the like the cost of being successful and having results. People just want to copy, but they won't have good results with that because it's not only the videos. It's the value you give by DM, by the email. So I don't know. I don't care about that, but she does get upset when she she sees a lot of accounts like copying the videos, but I don't give it much.
Yeah, because it's our time and our work, and like seeing another people like just take your video and publish again, and some of them has more views than our videos. So I'm just a lot upset.
Totally. Yeah, that'll piss you off. So are you guys Maria Side Hustles 2 on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, cool. So I'll put this up for all of y'all who are asking. I see that y'all are asking about TikTok as well. So here's their TikTok, Maria Side Hustles 2. Yes. Yeah. I understand that. That's totally understandable. And nice balance that you two are giving there, because it's very, you know, I'm going to share something that I learned from Shamath. I forgot how to pronounce his last name, but he's a very well-known entrepreneur, investor, tech investor. And he talks about all the time about steel manning things, which means that figure out the absolute best argument for both sides, whether they're bringing it up or not, right? And it's kind of like playing the devil's advocate, right? It's like if you're a company and you're thinking about or you're a couple and you're thinking about, you know, something else, other people, you're going against something or someone, we want to think about their best argument that they have, or if somebody else is making a point, just two people in a conversation, you want to think about their best possible argument that they have, even if they haven't brought it up yet, right? So you can think about things from both perspectives and not just your own. It helps. When you're, and so that what you just shared about how you view people duplicating or stealing your content is an example of kind of you both steel manning each other's points of view, it's kind of like a natural, each of you are bringing, you know, a totally different and unique perspective. And that's really valuable. That's really valuable. That's one of the things that's really important if you're a solopreneur who's starting out, just like most of us. Most of us weren't side by side or aren't side by side with our spouse working on our business every day. So you have to have the ability to think about things from somebody else's perspective and steel man it. Think about their best possible argument, they could make, even if they didn't bring it up yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. It's powerful because you also can do this in marketing. What is the customer or client's best possible objection, argument? What is the absolute toughest question they could ask? Mm-hmm. A lot of you are afraid of questions because you haven't steel manned your customer yet. Mm-hmm. You have to think about what is keeping them up at night. What is their pains? What is their skepticisms? What is their objections? This is about getting to know our client. You know, in the fishing formula, we talk about this with the species. Who is the person that you're targeting? And what is their best possible arguments for not believing you, not thinking that it's real? And you can begin to mix in those that information to overcome those objections right in your videos, absolutely, right in your lives, right in your emails. That's what marketing is about. I'm going to throw my hat for myself. That's what marketing is about, my friends. Yes. It's about steel manning something from the other person's perspective. What is their best possible argument for not doing this? Well, it looks like a scam. It's the everything on the internet's a scam. You can't believe it. Well, I could if I've already steel manned that 1,000 times, right? And it's like, you want to know the best way to go into every person's. I can understand how you would feel that way. I felt that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way as well. You're not alone.
Yes.
And just because it's new doesn't mean that it's a scam. Just because you've not seen it or you don't understand it doesn't mean that it's a scam. That's a mindset that keeps a lot of people broke. What this is new. This wasn't taught to you in school, right? You were taught a different path. It's like somebody who was taught a different religion, right? That doesn't mean that these people don't believe it and that it's not real, that it's not working for them. It's just not what you believe in, right? So now we can address, you know, we can go into it and address the situation for what it is instead of getting defensive about it and saying, this is not a scam. Your job's a scam. You know, you work in a pyramid type of thing or whatever. You know what I mean? It's really thinking about something. And I loved what you said. There's a difference between somebody being toxic and somebody just asking a tough question. Right, Sebastian?
Yes, absolutely.
So where do you, as we bring this conversation in for a landing, wonderful interview, by the way, and love talking to you and hearing you, your journey. What advice would you give to somebody who's brand new, who is at that beginning stages when you both were and you were wondering whatever you were wondering, right? Is this going to work out? Is this going to be another disappointment, et cetera? And this is coming, my friends, remember, from at least you, Sebastian, I think you pursued, you know, e-commerce, Amazon, drop shipping. So what would you say to somebody who's starting freelance digital marketing, and more specifically, most likely affiliate marketing here, learning it at Legendary, but they're skeptical and scared and not sure it can work for them? What do you say to that person?
It's $7. Jump in and get a lot of support from all the community. That's one of the things that changed my like skeptical part of it, because with all of the other things I've done, the support was very little or non-existent. Mm-hmm. But with this, I saw the Facebook group, I saw these Wake Up Legendary shows. And when I saw the Wake Up Legendary shows, that's when I realized this is going to work. Like, this is real. So now my advice is to jump in. Like, take that
kind of like Maria just did right there. Jump in. You can't contain yourself, Maria. I asked Sebastian. You can't contain herself over there.
Try it out. You don't have nothing to lose. That's it.
Maria, what leave us with your final thoughts besides just jump in and tell us also what you're excited about here in these next few months for your own business? Why should somebody jump in? One sentence besides just do it. Tell us why. And why the hell are you doing this? Maybe you could tell us why through your own why. Remind us, is it more than money for you?
Because I think that you are working, like I'm working for me and like for us. And when, like, if I put more into work, I will get more results. It's not like a 9-to-5 that you have a lot of tasks and a lot of responsibilities, but at the end of the month, you will get the same income, you know? But if you like add 1 hour more to work on the day, you will get like more results at the end of the month, because you are working for you and not for another or another company or another person. So I really like this this Legendary marketer course and the 15-day challenge too.
Yeah, and the leverage, right, that you're getting. You're talking about having leverage here and a little bit of delayed gratification, which is difficult for us as to get used to becoming entrepreneurs from employees. And that's okay. You know, just don't quit before the miracle happens. Don't quit before you get those first results and find your motivation. You know, listening to other people's success and listening to other people as you're sitting in the bleachers will only keep you motivated for so long. You need to get in there, each one of you listening, and begin to experience some of these results for yourself. Realize they're not that hard to get. They're not that difficult to get. It's all inside your own head. It's all in your own head. It's not actually trolls that are under bridges that are going to jump out as soon as you post a TikTok. You know, it's a lot. It's sort of like the Wizard of Oz, right? It's this big thing, but then you pull the curtain down and it's just a man, you know. It's like we really freak ourselves out a lot more than anything. Wouldn't you agree, Sebastian?
Yes. Nobody cares about us. They just care about themselves. So
yeah,
go out and publish that first video and nobody will say anything. Like,
yeah,
nobody waiting to insult your video like it's worse. I don't know.
I think when we're about to get started and we're about to make our entrance onto the grand internet stage, we think that it's like a 40th surprise birthday party, that we're going to walk on to the internet and all of a sudden somebody's going to turn the lights on and everybody's going to go, "Surprise, you're an asshole, you're a dumbass, you'll never make," you know, and it's, you know, there might be a few comments here or there, but it's not a surprise party of everybody waiting to listen to every word that you say and then, you know, criticize you. I mean, this is just life. And this is anything that you do, you're going to be new at it. There's going to be critics. And I know you wanted to say one more thing, Maria. What was coming up for you as Sebastian said that?
What?
Was there one more thing that you wanted to say about what Sebastian said? Or do you, anything else you want to leave us with, Maria?
Well, I think that this is a great opportunity. And if this has changed our lives completely, and I really want to encourage other people and like inspire other people to take this decision to jump in and to take the blueprints, because if you have the knowledge, you can do whatever you want to do, and you have a lot of tools and a lot of sources to get to more people and increase your traffic and get results. And I think that people, it is important to people to start like using social media in the right way, you know, because we use social media just for entertainment most of the time, yeah. But people can make money with that and people like don't know that. So I think that it's a great opportunity to take action on it. And that's it.
Have use social media, not have social media use you. What a big deal. Well, you two are just the best, and you two keep it up. And good luck for a very happy, healthy life and a very prosperous life. You both deserve it. Stay legendary and maybe come back and see me again, okay, in the near future.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Take care, Maria and Sebastian. Take care. Be legendary.
Bye.
Thank you.
See ya. All right, my friends, there you have it. There you have it. Wow, another wonderful, beautiful story to inspire and to motivate. And it is possible, no matter, you know, who you are, where you're from, right? If there's a will, there's a way, you know. And in every single day, or at least 5 days a week here at Legendary, we get to see an example of that. So go and follow Maria and Sebastian, who are working on this as a couple, on TikTok at Maria Side Hustles, the number 2 at the end, Maria Side Hustles 2. And then you can find them over on Instagram at Maria Side Hustle. And you heard what Sebastian and Maria said. Sure, they have some pop-up copycat accounts out there. Just make sure that you're following those two ones, because those are them. Again, Instagram, Maria Side Hustle, Maria Side Hustle. And then over on TikTok, Maria Side Hustles. All right, my friends, get out of here. Do something impactful. If you were here and you got some motivation, inspiration out of this, wonderful. Go put it into action to create some value and some results for yourself as well, because that is, as Maria and Sebastian said, a different kind of motivation. It's a really deep, very powerful motivation when you begin to get both positive feedback. Sure, you'll get negative feedback. Who doesn't? You get positive feedback from your audience, and then you start to get results on your own. There's nothing that will motivate you like that. So don't quit before that happens. That's the miracle. With that being said, get out of here. Peace. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for another episode.